This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. In the hospital for a week in Washington, D.C. Harry Reid at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C. with pancreatic cancer surgery. Not a fan of Harry Reid, hate his politics, but he lives just literally a block from me, a few houses down. And listen, politics or not, we wish him well. We wish him a strong recovery and a full recovery and a long life. Israel is in the news. Lots going on in the Gaza Strip. Palestinians rioting against Israel, Israeli troops fighting back on the day that Jerusalem officially became the capital of Israel because the U.S. Embassy moved there. Bravo, Donald Trump. Great day for Israel. Donald Trump, the king of the Jews. King Donald, the king of the Jews. Great day. I called it at Fox News. Days after he's elected, I wrote the column, have we just elected America's first Jewish president? Indeed, we have. Great man for the Jewish people. I always said that, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And I always call Trump a barbarian. I always say, he's like a barbarian. I understand what he did with Stormy Daniels, or probably did. I understand what he did with, who's that chick who was the playboy, playmate? What was her name? Karen. It was Karen McDougal. And I understand, you know what? God works in mysterious ways. Do you think General Patton was a nice guy? Do you think that Douglas MacArthur was a nice guy? You think when you're fighting Nazis and Japanese who put you in prison camps and burn your eyes out, do you really believe you need a nice guy to do the job, or you need a SOB to do the job? And I don't mean a son of a butcher. And God sent us an SOB named Donald Trump. And it's a mysterious way, you know, no matter what you think of his business practices, no matter what you think of his marital practices, no matter what you think of his overall personality and the things he says and does to everyone from John McCain to Mexican immigrants. Here's the guy that carried out God's will for Israel. It's amazing. And I think God's will for capitalism in America to be the greatest nation in world history. Trump is the best. And day after day, there's new economic statistics that prove it. But liberals don't know, because you don't know what you don't know. And liberals have never run a business. So none of them even knows the economy is any better than it was 2 years ago. Every liberal I meet, they don't know the difference. They go, oh, everything was fine under Obama, and it's no better now. That's because you make $40,000 a year as a government employee. You don't have a freaking clue. You've never in your life signed the front of a check. You've only signed the back of a check. You don't have any idea. Take it from Wayne Root, who's been in business my whole life. The world has opened up since Trump became president of the United States. The world for me, the world for every radio station I'm involved in, every radio network I'm involved in, Newsmax TV, everything, my new book deal. Now sports gambling. The world is so fantastic with Trump as president, and it was so miserable with that little lying commie socialist Marxist slimeball Barack Obama. Miserable. Miserable. And I'm the only guy with the guts to say it. I'll bet there isn't another talk show in America who calls him a miserable, lying, commie, slimeball scumbag. That's what I say about Obama. That's why my show is exploding. It's why my TV show's exploding. It's why my radio show's exploding. It's why I've got a new book deal. Because you know what's in the middle of the road? Roadkill. You either believe something or you don't. And all these people that play it down the middle, and they're nice and they're polite to Barack Obama. Oh, let's be polite to Obama. Really? He was trying to destroy us all. Why should I be polite to him? He was trying to wipe out the middle class, wipe out capitalism, wipe out the U.S. economy, try to wipe out Israel, trying to wipe out America. The greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. Why should I be nice to him? And that's how everybody I meet feels. But no one says it like me and Donald Trump. There's only two people that tell the truth. And there's a few assists. I'll give Michael Savage an assist. I'll give Mark Levin an assist. I'll give Sean Hannity an assist. I'll give Rush Limbaugh an assist. I'll give Laura Ingraham an assist. There's a few others out there that are pretty good. Pretty darn good, but even they don't say it quite as strongly and passionately as I do. There is good and evil in the world, and the evil was on the Barack Obama team, I could tell you that much. And the good is on the Donald Trump team, I could tell you that much. Because if there is good and bad, there is a difference. And Donald Trump is good, and Barack Obama was not. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Oh, we've got our guest on the line. I forgot, we never have a guest at 4:05 West Coast time. We never have a guest. And we have one today, so I got to get to him. Jeff Ifra, prominent sports gaming attorney based in Washington, D.C., founding member of Ifra Law to talk about this new legalization of sports gambling, which I am so excited about. I am stoked. It has made my day. It has made my month. It has made my year. 2018 is my year because sports gambling is now legal. It is wonderful. We have freedom in America again. I'm free to take my own money and make a bet on the Dallas Cowboys. What an amazing day. How could you have ever stopped me from doing that when it's my money? Hey, Jeff, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I was rambling there because I never have a guest in the first segment, ever. And I wanted to get you on so badly today that I asked my producer to jam you in the first segment where we never have guests. And I didn't realize you were sitting on the line, so my apologies. So you're with which law firm? Ifra Law, that's your law firm, and it's gaming, online gaming specialty, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. I left a big law firm a few years ago to start my own because they weren't very supportive of the industry and didn't see this coming.
And you're based in Washington, D.C. now?
Yes, sir.
So this must be, if you obviously were someone who saw this coming, and I did too, you obviously are in a good mood today. This was a great day for you.
Yeah, well, we're under flood hurricane conditions right now in Washington. I'm looking at the White House. It's terrible outside, but we're still very happy and warm in here.
Yeah, don't worry about the weather. Come on, it's a sunny day for people who love sports gambling. So here's my deal. You may agree, you may not agree. You may be a big liberal Democrat. I don't know what you are. Politically, you're not on the show to talk politics, but I wanted to bare my soul to you. I'm a big Republican conservative Trump guy, as you probably heard in my opening soliloquy. But I'm also a lifelong sports gambler, and I was known as the King of Vegas Sports Gambling by media all over this country. I've done more interviews about who's going to win and lose football games than probably anyone in the history of America with major media. And I had a giant company that I built in a very small niche industry because sports gambling was only legal in one lousy place, Las Vegas, or one state, Nevada. But you could argue, really, one city, Las Vegas, is all that really mattered. And now it could be legal in all 50 states, or certainly 30 of the 50 in the next 5 years, and possibly 15 or 20 this September, and possibly New Jersey 2 weeks from now. So everything has just changed. And I'm going to go back into the sports gambling business in a very big way. I'm not leaving my political life, but I'm going back into, I'm going to raise a lot of money and build a very big sports handicapping firm, you know, kind of the Goldman Sachs, to provide the research, the analysis, and the advice to amateur bettors who's going to win and who's going to lose. I'm going to do that and make that, you know, a main source of my livelihood for the next 50 years before I die. So I just wanted to ask you your thoughts on what happened today and how big this is and where it can go from here.
Wow. Well, that's very exciting. And what happened today was, you know, it was really, it was, everyone was kind of handicapping what the Supreme Court would do because no one believed it would just 100% out of the box simply find this federal law that prohibited states from passing and regulating sports betting legislation. No one believed that it would just simply say, 100% that federal law is unconstitutional. States, go do what you want. But in fact, that's exactly what happened. Everyone was handicapping all the different ways that the industry was going to get screwed. A lot of people thought maybe New Jersey would crawl away with a win, but it wouldn't help anyone else. But that's not what happened at all. And the Supreme Court handed down a victory. Almost everyone on the court, there was only two dissents, really.
How come? Well, let me ask you a quick question. I saw earlier today the very first report I saw said 7-2 victory.
Yeah.
And then CNBC moments ago said 6-3. Do you know what the difference is for the discrepancy?
Yeah, it's just a question of how you read a portion of the dissent from Justice Breyer. But
oh, so he was for New Jersey, but not for throwing out the entire baby with the bathwater. Is that the deal?
Yeah, Justice Thomas and Justice Breyer had some problems with the idea of severing, whether you could sever the statute and try to save it, which is what they normally try to do, which is why there was so much handicapping on this thing. But, you know, the surprise, really, Justice Kagan kind of surprised me. She went in with the majority here. She was pretty negative during the oral argument. But, you know, this is a case where at every single stage over the past 8 or 9 years, every single stage, New Jersey lost, not just lost, but, like, got blown away, you know? Like, yep. In the Third Circuit, they lose 2-1, and then they go ask the full circuit for a rehearing, thinking 2-1 is a close call, and then they lose like 11-2, and there wasn't a single judge at the Court of Appeals who thought that this was even a valid argument. And then you have the Supreme Court. You know, the Supreme Court actually said, one of the quotes in Justice Alito's opinion was, it's hard to imagine a better set of facts to discuss impinging on state sovereignty. It's hard to imagine that. Like, this is right. Such a bad statute. And, like, every other court up until now has not seen it that way. So it's a great day for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's great, and I'm proud that I happen to be a conservative who's always been a little embarrassed that many on my side were the board again right, you know, that always said, oh, it's immoral, you can't allow it, people are addicted, it's terrible. And right. In this case, all the Republican conservatives on the Supreme Court all voted for it on the state's rights argument, which is what I said from the beginning. It's not about morality. It's not even about gambling. It's just states' rights. Each state has a right to decide if they want sports gambling or not. And the people in New Jersey voted 70% plus in favor of it. What right have you got on the federal side to tell them they can't have it? So exactly. I think it's great that Republicans support it. Let me carry you over to the next segment. And then at 4:30, we've got my great friend Larry Greenfield here, 4:30 West Coast time, 7:30 East. Love Larry Greenfield. He's in studio. I'm staring at him. He's here now. Great friend, fellow at the Claremont Institute, former founding executive director of Reagan Legacy Foundation, prominent wealth advisor in L.A. and Vegas. And he's here to talk about some really crazy issues with Judaism and some of the claims by Democrats against, that Republicans are Nazis. We've got Larry Greenfield here at half past the hour. But we're going to finish up with Jeff Ifra, prominent sports gaming attorney based in D.C., founding member of Ifra Law, on this massive, earth-changing, earthquake-like Supreme Court decision legalizing sports gambling all over the United States and throwing out the former law. We'll be right back. War Now. Be right back with Jeff.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Normal benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, Wayne Allyn Roots. This segment sponsored by Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products. Everyone knows you got to take omega 3s, but some of them say you got to take fish oil to get it. Others say you got to take krill oil to get it. Nutritionalists have debated for years. Now there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. You don't have to guess. You don't have to fight. You don't have to debate. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it. I love it. It combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. I can't stand horse pills. I only like tiny pills. And this is a tiny pill. And they guarantee you will feel better in 7 days. They're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. Purity wants to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392. Thank you, Purity, and Krill Omega 50 Plus for sponsoring this show. Back to our guest, Jeff Ifra, prominent sports gaming attorney based in Washington, D.C., founding member of Ifra Law. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So we were talking about sports gambling and the fact that the Supreme Court just shocked everyone by throwing everything out. But I wrote the column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal about a month ago. It was actually April 18th. I wrote the column that they're about to change the world and throw out the entire thing, and there will be legal sports gambling all over the United States. I wasn't that shocked, but I know a lot of other people thought it would just be New Jersey. So in your opinion, is there anything that would stop this from being in 30 states in the next 3 to 5 years?
No, I mean, like you said before the break, there's already 20 states that have introduced legislation or passed legislation. So we've already got 20.
And it should be starting this September, right?
Yeah, and those are states that passed the law assuming, you know, they were betting on the Supreme Court doing this. When have you ever heard of that? So easily we could get another 10 states now that this has actually happened, right?
Right, so you should have 30 pretty soon. Mark Cuban said today, I don't know if you saw it, he said the top sports teams will double their value. I'm guessing that something's going to happen now, and the sports teams are pushing for them to be included in the bet, and some tiny portion of every bet will have to be paid as kind of almost like a patent fee, you know, to the sports teams themselves. Is that kind of the way you see this going?
Well, they're not going to call it that, but you're absolutely right. That is what they're going to do, and that's what they're pushing for. And in fact, they were here in D.C. today pushing for legislation to so-called protect the integrity of the sport. And the way they protect the integrity of the sport is essentially by taking a cut. So you're absolutely right.
You know, before we get back to sports gambling, one of my great buddies, Hollis Barnhart, is texting me and telling me I've got to ask you a question. He's pushing me. So if I got to ask you, then I got to ask you. He's a great friend of 30 years. He says, if they've now legalized sports gambling all over the United States, how can they now deny online poker? Ask your guest, Jeff, if he would represent a state if they wanted to do the same thing with online poker, ? So let's ask that question.
Well, we've drafted model legislation for poker and have been advocating for poker for years, much longer than for sports. In fact, part of the push for sports betting actually started by some poker enthusiasts because there was a belief that if you could break down the barrier of online gaming through something that raised revenue like sports betting does, then people would be less opposed to poker. So I suspect, you can tell your friend, that we are now going to see states a lot more flexible on poker than they have been in the past. Right now, we've just got Pennsylvania over the hump on poker, and New York has been, and Michigan have been toying with it. You know, California is not going anywhere. It's unfortunately been dead because of the conflicts with the tribes there. But I suspect with sports betting getting over the hill now, it won't be long until we see poker following behind.
I've never understood why the tribes would be against it. All they have to do is negotiate a deal where they're the ones doing it on their reservations. They should be cut in on it, right? That's what I read today. That sports gambling is now going to happen in racetracks, casinos, maybe sports betting shops, but most importantly, on reservations. And
that's
so
right.
Why aren't they cutting themselves in on the online gambling and online poker in California? Why are they arguing about it?
Well, it's a very good question, and I can't necessarily give you a very good answer, but I can tell you that that's what everyone scratches their head on. You know, all I can say is that there is sort of a belief among the tribes that gaming has sort of been promised to them in all forms, and the idea that
anyone else should have it but them is what you're saying. Is that the deal?
That's the impression I get. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I've never understood that. You know, I'm on their side. I like Indian gaming. It's fine,
right.
But they can't be the only ones who get it. You know. But last question. We only have about 30 seconds to answer that question. We legalize sports gambling in any state that wants it today, but does that mean online sports gambling would automatically be legal in those states, or one has nothing to do with the other? Is that automatic?
No. It's a great question, and it's something people don't understand, that what's been legalized is essentially sports cashier-style sports betting that you're familiar with in the casinos, which requires you to register and to walk into the casinos, and you know that the bets and the offers and the wagers available are limited by the casino. So not every state that is talking about legalizing is legalizing mobile online as well, and that's something our trade association is going to try to fix. So.
All right, Jeff, we got to run. You know, radio is quick. We got ads to pay. Jeff Ifra, based in Washington, founding member of Ifra Law. Sports gambling is legal. Thanks, Jeff. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset investment diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, the U.S. officially moved their embassy to Jerusalem. Michael Anton is a National Security Council spokesman. He explains what this move means to folks in the United States and Israel.
It's a recognition of a long-standing reality that, as you heard the president's remarks, the major buildings and operations of the Israeli government are in Jerusalem. For a long time, the United States denied that, or at least sort of held the polite fiction that we were agnostic as to whether the capital was in Jerusalem.
And only about 90 miles to the south, three of the 52 Palestinians reportedly killed ahead of the U.S. opening the embassy in Jerusalem were armed terrorists caught trying to plant a bomb near the Gaza border fence. That's according to Israel's military. And we're hearing that First Lady Melania Trump is resting comfortably tonight at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center after having a procedure done on one of her kidneys. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Warren Allen. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm a member. I'm a member of the hashtag MeToo movement. Me too. I joined Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there's a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your... For a family, no matter how big, no matter how many kids, I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 over 2 years. Could you afford... Could it... You know, would it be a good thing for your pocketbook to save an extra $36,000 over the next 2 years? What do you think? If you do, then I think you should join the Me Too movement, too. Me too, Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237. You, too, can save $18,000 a year. And by the way, just to explain what I mean, I paid $2,000 a month for Aetna, and they covered nothing, and I dropped them for Liberty HealthShare, which charged me $449 a month. You do the math. That's $18,000 a year in savings. Every year, 2 years in a row, $36,000 over 2 years. Toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free 855-585-4237. Tell them Wayne Root sent you or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show from the very beginning. And call them and just thank them for sponsoring the show, because you would have Wayne Allen Root and Warren Al if not for sponsors like Liberty HealthShare buying into conservative talk radio. 855-585-4237. Call them, say thank you, and while you're on the line, get some information about their service. All right, we've got our great guest, Larry Greenfield, in studio. A fine friend of mine for 15 years? Yeah. 15 years, yeah, right about right. Fellow at the Claremont Institute, former founding executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. Also one of the original executive directors of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Ran the whole California, right?
Indeed, and Nevada.
Prominent wealth advisor in L.A. and Las Vegas. Clients focused on enhanced fixed income. Great guy. Smart guy. Smartest guy in the room. See, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm the loudest, most excitable guy in the room, and that's important.
That seems to be
But
working.
Everyone's got, it seems to be working. Everybody's got their own role. You're the smartest guy in the room. That's a big compliment. I hope you appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
One of the smartest guys I know. Larry Greenfield, before we get to the main reason I had you here, which is a column you wrote, let's first talk about what's happening in Israel and Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip, too. A lot of amazing things going on. All of them, most of them good. What's happening on the Gaza Strip, obviously, no one wants anyone to die, good or bad. So that's not good. But what's happening in Jerusalem is amazing. Is not Donald Trump amazing? Is he not the king of the Jews, King Donald? Come on.
So I loved when you wrote your article, The First Jewish President. You're not wrong. Guess what? With Jewish grandchildren, Donald Trump is indeed the first Jewish grandpa president.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
With three Orthodox Jewish grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And what very few people know, except the listeners of my show, is that all of his children are married to Jews. I don't even know if you know that. The two girls married to Don Jr. and Eric are both half Jewish. Okay. Their fathers are Jewish. Their mothers were not. So, you know, basically, there's Jewish blood in every single grandchild in the Trump clan, which is kind of amazing. So anyone who says he's a Nazi, he's a white Aryan race leader, it's the stupidest, you know, kind of what do Democrats do? They love to just confuse you and weapons of mass destruction, distract you. That's all it is, a big distraction. Trump loves Jews, obviously, clearly.
So take out a white sheet of paper and draw a line down the middle. And on one side, we're going to talk about the people who are happy today, who were impressed today, who were grateful today, who were prayerful today. who are hopeful about peace today.
And the other ones who are unhappy. So, all right, who are the winners? Let's start with the happy winners.
Bibi Netanyahu. For example, when he came and spoke as a guest of the Republican leadership to Congress to protest the Iran deal and lay out the case against it. And, of course, the Iran deal was not a treaty. It was Obama's trick. Now we find out that there were bribes involved. Now we find out that the Europeans...
What a surprise, yep, by the way.
The Europeans were all just rushing in to have business contracts with,
right,
Iran. And the mullahs were happy. And by the way, if it's such a bad deal for Iran, why are they crying such big tears,
right,
if the deal wasn't good for
by
them?
By the way, I love when he said, if you don't redo this thing, find a way to redo. I'll tell everyone who took the bribes. No, tell us now. What are you waiting for? Come on. I can't wait to hear it. John Kerry's got to be at the top of that list.
So... When Bibi Netanyahu came to Congress, what he did was he gave spine and support to all of the majority, by the way, of the Congress and in the country, the U.S., who opposed the Iran deal. And he said, Obama, you cannot run over all of us. And even if the deal goes through, we're building the case that we want to exist for the next president who might come along. And indeed, when President Trump came along, he stood by Bibi and Bibi stood by him. So it was a big win for Netanyahu, a big win for Ambassador David Friedman, the lawyer for Donald Trump, who's the ambassador of the U.S. now in Israel. A big day, obviously, for the Trump administration. But guess what? For American foreign policy, every president said since 1995, we will relocate our embassy to Jerusalem, the eternal undivided capital of Israel. Every other country gets to tell us where their capital is, and we put our embassy in their capital. For some reason, only the Arafat-loving Democrat Party, which believed him when he said in English, oh, I'll make peace with Israel, but then in Arabic said, no, I won't. I'm just taking what I can get from this fraudulent deal. And so the Arafat wing of the Palestinian leadership, which now has been replaced by an even more brutal, repressive, kleptocratic type tyranny, that's who's rioting in Gaza. The America-hating, burn-America-flag Palestinians are who they're driven to the border, Israel's border. They're given the weapons. They're given Molotov cocktails. They're given flamethrowers. By the way, they're the ones who build the tunnels. Do you think the American people would put up for 5 seconds? This is the rebuttal to some of your critics who say, oh, Israel's too tough on jihadists. Like, what would America do?
If they were at the Mexican border screaming death to America and building tunnels. Well, they do that, by the way. Right, there are tunnels for drugs and for human capital every day on the Mexican border. But obviously, conservatives like us don't like that. Liberals seem to think that's wonderful. They want open borders in Israel, too, I guess.
If our wives and children were having their throats slit on the streets in Arizona or California, do you know a single red-blooded American man who wouldn't use any weapon in our arsenal to wipe out in 24 hours the entire communities that sponsored?
No, but listen, while I agree with you about Israel... One thing you're wrong about is our American citizens are having their throats slit and are being run over by drunk drivers and are being murdered in robberies by illegals who come over that border. And there are American men who don't care. They're called liberal Democrats.
Well, now you remind me, and I just wrote a piece that will get published in the next week or two about California. With a $200 million budget, the Attorney General of California, appointed, by the way, not yet elected, he's now running for election, whose mother is from Mexico, Javier Becerra, former congressman, who spent time in Congress, by the way, trying to legalize 11 to 20 million illegal aliens, now says, and I believe in compassion for every human being, by the way, and I believe in legal immigration, and I believe in good relationships between whites and Latinos and blacks and everybody else. I'm telling you there's an illegality going on, a violation of rule of law, and California is now on the side
of the illegals,
yes,
of course.
Like they were in the Civil War, saying we'll pick and choose which federal laws to obey.
Right.
Immigration is a federal law. Sports gambling is state law.
Right.
Immigration, you know how I know? It's in the Constitution.
Right.
And so,
so it was nothing. The founding fathers didn't say anything about sports gambling.
No.
Not a word, exactly.
In fact, gambling has been a big part of American culture since
the very beginning.
Yeah, only
right.
When did government decide it gets its big cat?
Right.
So back to Gaza and what happened today. An amazing day of clarity and truth. You'll see. I promise you, you'll see. Just like Reagan got the Soviets to the table and cut a real deal, which ended the evil empire, so Trump and Bibi Netanyahu have already gotten the moderate Arab states to sign with Israel and the United States.
And don't you think Iran's going to come back to the table and cut a much better deal for us? I guarantee you they will.
Absolutely.
Right.
There's a new coalition, the moderate Arab states, Israel, and the United States, against Obama's previous coalition of Obama, left-wing European businesses and governments with the mullahs in Iran.
Right. Right.
So there's your white sheet.
Just incredible.
Happy and not happy.
I'm proud of myself. I don't know why I'm not a richer person, because all my guesses are right, you know? And I've said on this show, I've been on the radio for 2 years, and I can't tell you how many hundreds of times I've said, why would anyone be for the Iran deal? Oh, because they're doing business with Iran. These are people that were cutting deals, that when Iran wants to build a factory or a nuclear facility, they sell them the raw goods, the construction materials, the nuclear materials, whatever it is. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what you need to build a nuclear factory, but I guarantee you France has companies that are making money, Britain has companies making money, Germany has companies making money, and that's why they're all for the Iran deal.
Of course, you need centrifuges, you need to process plutonium or uranium, you need delivery systems. The ballistic missile program was not halted through the Iran deal. Neither was Iran's terrible deeds in the region. Iran is putting pressure on the Saudis in Bahrain, in Yemen, and in Iraq.
Well, they're not winning, obviously, because Trump has won over the Saudis, obviously.
No, Iran is trying to ring against the Sunnis, the Saudis. Just like Iran is trying to ring against Israel through Syria, through Lebanon, through Hezbollah, and through Hamas in Israel south, which is the Gaza. Iran's strategy is to ring around its enemies. Ring around the Saudis, the Sunnis, ring around Israel. Same strategy. Trump is pushing back. Bibi is pushing back. The new prince king of Saudi is pushing back. Absolutely.
So we seem to have a triumvirate of friends now. United States, Israel, and Saudi are together, and the rest of the region's in a lot of trouble because they're not beating United States, Israel, and Saudi together. They're just not.
The Middle East looks for the strong horse, not the weak horse. Once we stick to our word, like we promised to move our embassy to Jerusalem.
Right.
Then
we promised to kill the Iran deal. Trump said that in every speech.
And notice that the moderate Arab states would rather bet on relationships with us, economic relationships with us, trade with us. By being pro-Israel, we help our relationships with the Arab world as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, and Trump's making everyone money. Trump's making everyone, you know, I say, Mara, make America rich again. Trump's making everyone rich again. This is just a dream come true.
Just like Peace Through Strength works from Reagan to Trump, so does the supply side economics. Cut taxes and deregulate. Watch the economy take off.
Right.
Wayne Root could have predicted that, too.
I did, in all my books. And by the way, the one thing that's left that nobody's talking about is, it doesn't matter how much money Trump makes you, it doesn't matter how high your income goes, it doesn't matter how many regulations he kills, if you still got to pay $2,000 a month for health insurance, you're dead. We've got to kill Obamacare. That's left to go. Killing the mandate was not killing Obamacare. We've got to vote for that with Rick Santorum's new compromise deal,
yes.
Hopefully before the election. You can do that in October,
yes.
So it's fresh on people's minds. I think we gain seats in the House and we sweep in the Senate.
100%. The October surprise in 2018 is health care.
That's it. Wayne Allery War Now. Right back with Larry Greenfield.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know. Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wade Allyn, War Now. The Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this last second of hour number two. I'm sad to say three letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS. Everybody knows it. Come on, the IRS scares the hell out of everybody. I had my own IRS experience. I searched nationally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorneys in America, and I chose Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. Not only did he fix my IRS problem once, he did it twice. I walked away unscathed, and I didn't owe a cent. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everyone needs a Sam Landis if they have an IRS problem. With the Landis Tax Group, you could do it in an affordable way. One low monthly flat fee gets it done very quick. 2, 3, 4, 5 months, you're out of there. Boom, and it's a low fee. Call them. You get a free consultation. It's not with a salesman. It is with a real attorney. You're protected by real attorney-client privilege. No conversation ever goes anywhere else. It's a free consultation. You'll find out exactly what it costs, and they're always right. So call the Landis Tax Group. At 800, we help you. Toll free from anywhere in the USA, 800, we help you. And just make note, it's 800, we help you. The letter U, 800, we help you, because you're an underdog. Just think of the word underdog. You're an underdog if you try and take on the IRS without Sam Landis. So it's 1-800, we help you. And again, I stress, call Sam Lannis and tell him thank you for signing the front of the check and sponsoring this show for so long, both TV and radio. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. All right, Larry Greenfield is in studio. He is the fellow at the Claremont Institute. He's former founding executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, prominent wealth advisor in L.A. and Las Vegas with clients focused on enhanced fixed income, and also the former executive director of the Republican Jewish Coalition of the West Coast of the United States, California, and Nevada. You can find him on Facebook, Larry Greenfield, Larry Greenfield, G-R-E-E-N, like the color, Greenfield. Find him at Facebook, right? Best place to reach you?
Absolutely.
All right. You had a column published by American Thinker called Headlines of Hate, the GOP and the Nazi Problem, and I assume you're going to come to the conclusion there is no freaking Nazi problem with the GOP.
There only is in the mind of the left, which is fighting hard against conservatives, including Jewish conservatives, because they're shocked at the rise of the Jewish right, Jewish conservatives, Jewish Republicans.
You think there's a lot more Jewish Republican?
Oh, it's growing.
You think Trump has had a profound effect on it?
Absolutely. The difference between Trump and Obama on Israel alone.
You see it and I see it, but you know 75% of Jews voted for Hillary Clinton. So do you think that number will be substantially different the next time around, 2020? I hope so.
Marginally different. The problem is sociologically, theologically, ideologically, Jews are liberal Democrats and they're on the left.
Why? I don't understand.
I'll explain why. So you were right earlier.
Why am I different?
You were right.
Why are you different?
Because we're thinking in reality and not emotions. Because we're willing to look at today instead of 100 years ago. Because maybe we're not raised by a grandma who says, oh, FDR was the greatest, and we read something that maybe FDR wasn't the greatest. He actually advocated for not letting Jews into colleges. He actually turned his eye against the ship of fools
which right,
went
ship.
From Cuba to Miami, and those people wound up perishing in the Holocaust. Maybe FDR didn't care if the rabbis said they're murdering millions in Europe. Now, I give FDR credit, of course, for leading the American resistance to the Nazis and the victory in both the Atlantic War and the Pacific War. Don't get me wrong. But he wasn't particularly good for the Jews.
He didn't do that to save the Jews. That was not the reason we got in the war. I mean, look, he did everything he could to keep us out of the war until the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Then he had no choice but to get us in the war.
I'm making a broader point. Once upon a time, there were pro-American, defense-oriented Democrats, like JFK, like Scoop Jackson, like Joe Lieberman, the only Democrat now independent who even showed up in Jerusalem today.
Yes.
Okay. But now,
you said nice things about Trump, by the way, in the last few days.
Absolutely. But now there's only a Democratic Party of the left. The anti-war left, even though they voted for the war, the anti-Israel left, by huge majorities, Republicans support Israel, Democrats don't. By 50 percentage points in the polls, on every question.
Does that mean Jewish Democrats don't support Israel?
No, they don't. And that's the big secret to this conversation. You would think that Trump has a big edge with Jews because he stands so viscerally and practically for the U.S.-Israel relationship. Most Jews don't care about that. They're embarrassed by Jews with guns. They're embarrassed at Jewish power. They're embarrassed that Israel's a success. They're embarrassed that Israelis like Americans. They don't like Americans. So the Jewish left has picked a fight with every Jew who either likes Republicans, Trumps, or conservatives.
Or Israel.
And smeared them all as right-wing fanatics or even neo-Nazis, or covering for neo-Nazis or unaware of neo-Nazis. Of course, the big problem of anti-Semitism is clearly on the left.
Right.
Democrats who meet with Farrakhan all the time, Democrats like Linda Sarsour.
Keith Ellison.
Absolutely. Who's the number two man in the Democratic Party.
Right.
Worked for Louis Farrakhan, a black separatist, nationalist, and racist.
Yeah. Did you see what his shirt said, by the way, in the May Day celebration in Minnesota?
Remind everybody.
So he had a Spanish lettering on his shirt marching in the parade, and when you translate, it translates to, we don't believe in borders.
Right.
The Democratic Party. We don't believe in borders.
They don't believe in borders. They don't believe in alliances. They don't believe in strength. They don't believe in defense. They don't believe in the military. They don't believe in the United States. They don't believe in Israel.
Yeah, but guess what? If at the border of America, the Mexican border, was amassing 6 million Israeli Jews begging to get in, they would believe in borders suddenly.
Interesting.
That'd be the one time you get them to believe in borders.
Interesting. So what is the tactic? The tactic is to make Republicans look bad and to fight inside the Jewish political conversation by smearing all Republicans.
All right, so keep in mind the limitations of radio. We have exactly a minute and a half to finish this. What happened in California?
So there's a guy that nobody ever heard of who has a background as a white nationalist or a neo-Nazi, whatever it is.
And he's running as a Republican for governor of California.
For U.S. Senate.
U.S. Senate, excuse me.
Against
Dianne Feinstein.
Right, who, by the way, undercut Bob Dole after promising to support the Jerusalem Embassy Relocation Act in 95. She was a co-sponsor. And then when Bob Dole ran for president as a Republican in 96, she abandoned that. She even opposed Trump this time around.
And she's a Jewish Democrat.
Exactly. And so...
So this guy, you never heard of him. You're prominent in the California Republican
Party. No one ever heard of him. Never went to a Republican event.
Maybe Democrats put him in the race.
It's possible.
Soros may have put the money up, put him in the race.
So the Jewish media made a big deal out of this.
That we're a bunch of Syrian, bunch of Aryan race people.
Correct.
Because this one guy no one ever heard of.
Jewish Democratic politics has turned sour.
Yeah. George Soros probably put him in the race.
Absolutely.
I'll bet you.
Absolutely.
Hey, Larry, make sure everyone knows to reach you. It's at Facebook. Larry Greenfield. He's the fellow at the Claremont Institute, a brilliant guy and one of my favorite Jewish Republican friends and guests. Thank you, Larry. God bless.
Thanks, War.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.